Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm being charged. Somebody's charging my card. $60 some dollars, $67.32 for some kind of drone or something, and my card has been compromised. It was left in the gas pump on December 2nd, and I did not pick it up until December 5th when I got back in town. So somebody's charging $67.32 from a dynamic lead, and somebody's trying to charge us $64.38 from some kind of bulk garden supply. The man just told me it was some kind of drone that was ordered on the 5th. I didn't pick my card up from the gas station until the 5th. My bank is aware of all this. They blocked the card, so the charges are being denied.
Okay, verify for me, please, your first and last name and your address.
Jeffrey Seebeck, SEI, B as in boy, ECK. My address is 1133 Vista, VISTALITE Lane, Dallas, North Carolina, 28034.
Okay, so somebody has all of your information.
Yes,
I'm gonna
ma'am.
hold on for one moment.
That's why my card is canceled.
And then what's your email address?
jcbeck@01@gmail.com.
Okay, so how were they able to get all of your information?
That I have no clue. Everything's been changed. And this ain't the first time this has happened to me. I've left my card in the gas pump before and it did the same thing. They purchased over $1,000 worth of crap from online stores and did the same thing.
With all of your information? Because your card have, I mean, we
ma'am.
Even have the phone number that you're calling in from, all of that matches.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can pull anybody up on the internet nowadays. I have not purchased anything. Like I said, my car was left at a gas station. It was left at Ingalls gas station in Dallas on Trey Street. If you want to call them and verify it, you can.
Okay, so they sent you a drone.
I
Okay, hold
haven't
the line.
received anything.
Hold on
In the
for one
mail.
moment. Be right with you. So I'm just curious, you left your card at the gas station, so but how are they able to get all of your information? Your phone number, address, I mean
That I don't
everything,
know.
email.
I haven't
I'm
ordered.
just curious, how is that
Nothing.
possible? Okay, so the item.
Somebody did this once before and ordered a toolbox.
And had it sent to your
And it never
address.
comes in. Yes, ma'am. It had it sent to my house, but it wasn't a toolbox. It was a box with a small package in it.
All right. Well, the item is in transit. You're supposed to receive it.
I'll send it back when they get here. I refuse it. Do I just refuse it? I don't know. I mean, I don't
you
know
could
how
just
the
return
tool is
it.
coming.
You could just return it to sender. Just write return to sender on the box. Hold the line for one moment, please.
All right.
Thank you. I'm just updating the account. One moment. Just making sure everything is canceled. One moment.
Okay. I was on a disabled veterans hunt that weekend, so I wasn't in town. Like I said, I didn't get my card until Friday evening.
No, I believe you. It's just weird how they're able to get all of the
Yep.
information.
They did it before too, and when we called the bank, they said it went to Ohio. Whatever came, a small box came here, whatever. Other one was supposed to come went to Ohio. We have informed delivery on our mail, so when it come through, it showed that we got supposedly got the toolbox. It was a little bitty box, and the toolbox went to Ohio.
That's so weird. One moment. Almost done.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for holding. So I made sure the account was canceled.
Okay.
And do you need your cancellation number or anything like that?
Sure.
Okay, the cancellation number is going to be C for cancel, 263-067-447. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. then C for cancel, 263-124-079.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
You too, Bella.
Bye-bye.